8:30, we're going to call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open meeting acts posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Anderson, Grunewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, Byers, and Barnard is absent. Approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Grunewald. Let the record show the newspaper's late.
He didn't hear you.
He didn't hear it.
He didn't hear it.
Doug got it.
Okay. Vote. 6-0.
Approver. I'm still the bright light up there yet.
You're still the bright light. We could spin Gary's off and put you over there today.
Hey, we'll do that.
You know, really, we could probably do an abstain vote button on to somebody.
Right. Just giving you.
Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
So move.
Second.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 6-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relevant to equalization. Approve or disapprove action on property valuation protest for William Holliger?
Don't see Mr. Holliger here. I guess we can just read it into the record, and I'll tell you a little bit about what we've done with it. This was one that was filed late because he came in with his maps. So you just want me to read it into the record because
yes.
It doesn't appear like he's going to, well, unless you want to give him a few minutes.
No. Dude, was okay. He aware of 8:30?
Don.
I got a letter.
Don sent him a letter out. So it's in Glenwood Township. It's William M. and Judy J. Holliger, 43620 Southwest 142nd Road, Diller, Nebraska, 68342. It's in the Northwest Quarter Section 615. It's 44.67 acres. He brought his map in, and what we have done is reduced the value. Originally, it went out at 185,370. We took it down to 176,950. Daryl went out and took a look at the land. Back in 04, Mr. Holliger stated that the land, 22 acres of his property, was classified as waste. And there was a referee out there at that time, but it was back in 04. Well, when we recounted with the GIS this last few years, we put it down to a T2, which is a grassland cover. And after looking at the land, we decided that it truly was waste. So that's what the difference is. So on the land, it'd make a difference of 42,490 down to 34,070.
What do you classify waste at?
Well, basically, it's just land that's like marshy or that it's just.
It's usually about what, $85 an acre or
100.
Is it 100?
No. And the grass covered land would be about 300. So there's a difference between 100 and 300 in value. And so we went ahead. I believe John was the referee, but I came down to Don's office yesterday. I don't think you keep protests back to 2004. We couldn't find any referee's report. I think you can dispose of them after. So basically what it was a land issue. Daryl took a look at it and concurred. And this Mr. Holliger indicated John Zarbenicki, I believe, was the referee at the time back in 04. So we went ahead and took it down to waste. I think he wants it further down as far as valuation, but I don't see him here. So, and that's the lowest we can go on anything like that.
You have to pretty much follow what your land.
Well, and there's some gray areas where waste is concerned. I mean, nowadays waste can be recreational. It can be.
Well, I was going to say, reading on here the way they describe it, it's recreational opportunities.
It's right behind his home. And so basically when Daryl went and took a look at it, and then, like I said, the referee back in 04, he didn't say anything during the from 04 to 10, but we went ahead and decided that, you know.
Are we being consistent on other property?
Yeah, I mean, basically, yeah. And I don't just waste years ago was kind of handed out pretty easily, and we started to canopy tree cover because heavy tree cover, you know, can be hunted. That's not what this gentleman does with his land, of course, but there's some gray areas where waste is concerned. Daryl said it's full of a lot of slate and things also, so that's my, you know, That's my opinion, so if you guys...
Very unfarmable. Oh, yeah.
It's not even pasturable, is what Daryl's comments was. So.
Probably doesn't even grow good wildflowers.
But I don't know. He wanted...
weeds.
After we still lowered it and sent a board notice out, he still wanted it lower yet. But if he's not here, then I would recommend the 176, 950 on the land. I mean, on the land improvements, excuse me, on all of it.
I would move approval of the changes.
Second.
Moved by Beyer, seconded by Fleece. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Receiving, approve, or disapprove changes made by the assessor's office due to errors or map changes by land owners.
Okay, basically what... when I was gone, I believe Lorraine brought you down a folder of ones that we had changed due to maps. We added two more to that folder yesterday. So there's two more across the hall in Don's office that will go into that folder. Is it Dwayne Fritzen and Dwayne Ellington?
Yes.
Dwayne Ellington does not have irrigation any longer, so we corrected that. That's handled by Ron Suter, I believe. And then Dwayne Fritzen, we recounted some of his land due to maps that he brought in to us. So those people, whenever you send out a board notice, they do have 30 days from the time we send out a board notice, so Don does have a packet in case someone would come in, because they do have the opportunity to protest from 30 days of that board notice. So, but those are just two that go in the packet that Don has over across the hall, and I'm just making you aware of them.
I would so move.
Second.
Moved by Anderson, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve. What else, Patty?
Basically, the only thing I want to touch on is, first of all, thank you very much for handling the protests for me in my absence. Due to my surgery in June, I wasn't able to be here. And I've got a lot of positive response on the way it was handled. Danny, I appreciate you, Dave, and sitting on the Equalization Committee and the rest of the board members. One thing I did want to clarify that seems to be a little unclear is that we had approximately 137 protests this year, and with 60% of those changed, we only changed approximately 80 protests. And so are you guys, with things that were brought to the attention of the county board. I assume condition of homes, different things came up, and so there was some information in the paper that I felt it made it seem like we changed 60% of 16,000 parcels, which is not the case. We changed 60% of 137 parcels, and there's 16,000 parcels in the county.
Less than 1%, about 0.5%
protest.
Yes.
I think the assessor's office did an excellent job, and with the changes and the difference in maps, the difference in what the state has told us valuation-wise in different areas, and I think Supervisor Anderson and I were very credible in giving everybody an opportunity to be heard and to make decisions based on the facts that were presented to us, and I think I want to make it very, very clear that we did that.
Another thing, that we can't physically inspect 16,000 parcels every year. We do it in increments. We try to, we have to touch every property every 6 years, but we cannot physically inspect, all 16,000 parcels per year. So the protest process, in some sense, is a good process. It lets the taxpayer bring forth problems about their properties, and those are things that we want to hear. They bring pictures in, they allow us sometimes to get inside the property, and that makes the difference in some of the values that we change. And so I just felt that I just wanted to clarify that, because I believe the article was very misleading. So,
Mr. Chair, I was involved with probably at least 80% of those hearings, protest hearings. And they were the most deliberate, fact-filled, information-filled hearings that I've been involved with over the 16 years I've been here. I would also state that Mr. Barnard was involved with the joint decision of that committee, recommendation of that committee, and he concurred with at least 90% of any changes that committee made. And for him to come out with such accusations as were made in his open letter is just totally unfounded on reality.
Amen.
Anything else? Is that it, Patty?
Yep.
Anything else good for the good
Thanks,
of the order?
Patty.
Equalization.
Glad you're feeling
unfunded.
Good.
Unfunded. I'm making
Board Equalization adjourned. Board of Supervisors in 5 minutes.